my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 23rd of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name's David Hipple. I am 44, currently living in Milton Keynes.
And how are you today?
How am I? Today I've had busy times, had a bit of a rush the last week or two. I'm knackered, the cab was late, I got the wrong train, but I'm here anyway.
Great.
So that's nice.
Great stuff. And can I just briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
It popped up on the news and I looked into it. It struck me as cheerfully balmy initially. And when I heard what was when Anthony Gormley told us and the what he had in mind, it wasn't really a very specific thing, at least not that I recall. But I liked the idea of there being not only a group of people, the 2,400 people, but the way that ephemeral thing was sort of circumscribed and real. And would only ever be what it was. And so I chucked my name in and wondered whether I would end up here, and here I am.
So have you been following the project so far?
A bit. No, not as much as I'd have liked to. No, not at all. But I have seen some of the just variety, and not only of the people that have arrived on the plinth, but the reactions that they get. The atmosphere, depending on time of day and everything, it's kind of drop dead, isn't it, by 2 o'clock, but still, even so, that's part of the variety.
What do you think of the progress of the project so far?
Progress in what way? What do you mean?
The art project.
I don't have a view on that. I'll have a view when it's done.
Sure, that's a fair enough answer. Actually, I think, that's happening a lot to a lot of people. Can I ask you to talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
Absolutely fine. Yeah, as I said when I wrote in, I am going to bring, well, I was going to bring, and I have done some stuff that I turn out currently to be reading to do with my academic work. And if anyone passing by wants to talk about it or anything else, then I'll talk to them about it. And if not, well, I'll get some reading in.
And can you talk a little bit about your academic work?
I can talk forever about that if you want, but you probably don't. I'm working on a PhD on science fiction, film and TV, largely because there's a lot written about science fiction in general. And there are various competing theories about how it works, and most of them I disagree with, and that's why one starts a PhD. There's very little done systematically on film and TV stuff, and we see people reinventing the wheel a lot, and we see people discovering that, guess what, actually, why don't we do science fiction about people and characters? Blimey. And so, bit by bit, the whole thing is forming itself into art of the same kind that everything else is. But it's struggling through a period of trying to be impressive. Or at least it was. I think we come to the end of that. So, I'm writing about that.
So how did you initially, science fiction, have you always been interested in that particular area, that niche?
I always have read it for fun, yeah. My first degree was in literature as well, and also I'm specialising in theatre. And I've produced a lot of theatre as well. So now I'm interested in how stories communicate to an audience. And the thing about science fiction was an interest in how, when it comes to spectacular stuff, what can be spectacular, film and TV, say, then people, producers, writers, whatever, can get carried away with being spectacular rather than actually telling stories. But it is all about storytelling.
So is your interest purely academic, or do you actually write yourself?
I don't write, no. I don't write fiction. I'd like to have had if I felt I had time and the talent for it, but I think my talent's probably well better used elsewhere.
And what are you planning to do after your PhD? Have you kind of looked that far ahead?
Yeah. I would hope that I can make a living to the extent that I need to, teaching and writing, and film, theatre, and TV in general. I can do that. Although, having said that, I feel I deserve a couple of years off. It's taken altogether too long already.
So you said that you have taught at a few universities.
No, not a few. No, I taught a film course, a short film course at Reading last year, or co-taught it. I've worked at another university for quite a long time in an administrative role. But the teaching is the important thing about it. You know, there's no point trying to do clever shit if you don't try to pass it on to somebody else.
And when studying science fiction, do you find that the kind of the lines between the kind of fictitious elements and the and reality do tend to cross over quite a lot, or not?
They do, and that's kind of the point of it. Science fiction if it works at all as a story, it'll be a story that you could tell in a ship shop. It'll be about people interacting with their own human concerns that you can understand. The essential way that science fiction works is it tells those stories that you can sympathize with, but it chooses to point up the particular thing it's dealing with by generating an unreal environment that you can kind of believe, but where that thing is really important. And the story gets, in a good one, it gets red hot. And in a bad one, it's covered up with special effects.
Okay. And what do you think about, do you also appreciate films, science fiction books that have been made or turned into films?
Well, they vary, of course. I mean, adaptations of anything, and it doesn't have to be science fiction, adaptations into film are tricky things. You can't do a novel in a film fully at all. Some of the best films I've seen are from short stories. You can just about do that. It's a delicate thing, how the writer and the director have approached what to leave in and what to take out, how to change things a bit, largely because often because the perceived audience, the expected audience, wants something. They're not always right about that.
And can I ask you a little bit about yourself, your other interests?
Have you talked to many other PhD students? You get swamped in the entire thing. It takes over your life. I'm interested in lots of things. Theatre, robotics, as it turns out. I'm doing a Latin course. But talk to any PhD student or anyone who's been in it for anything approaching a year at least, and no, you get swamped. And they want to strangle you when you ask about it. What else do you do? Nothing.
So will you be relieved after you finished your PhD?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very pleased and fulfilled and relieved all at the same time.
And have you been studying for quite a while? Did you work before your studies?
I worked until 2002, I think, and at that point I was in the middle of a master's at Reading University on the history of science fiction, and beginning to decide to do a PhD, which I think I started in 2003, but the various sort of personal events that got pushed back year after year.
Okay.
And so still doing it, but I'm going to finish it next year.
Okay. And how do you find your lifestyle has changed while studying and whilst working?
That's a more complicated question than you realise, but what I was doing while I was working very hard to achieve the kind of freedom to fill my time with whatever I wanted to instead of work. And I mean, I don't mean to imply I've achieved financial independence or anything, but what I have got for the time being is the ability to spend my time and fill my time with exactly what I want. Now, that's not so much the effect of changing from work to studying. It's a symptom of what I was doing all along. That's a complicated answer, and I'm not sure I made sense, but there you go.
And so where are you from?
I'm born in London, grew up mostly in Bristol, spent 5 years in Scotland doing my first degree, and then Milton Keynes. I'm not really from anywhere in particular.
And what would you say your relationship with London's like?
At the moment, tenuous. I used to hitch here a lot from Bristol to go to gigs. I mean, a lot. Now I'm, I think, rediscovering it.
And are you still quite involved in the music scene?
Yes, certainly. And I don't have the biggest music collection in the world, but it's bigger than most. And I saw you two at Wembley a couple of weeks ago. I don't know that most people would necessarily regard that as the music scene, but I saw it as keeping up, if nothing else. Off to see a magazine, actually, at the South Bank in a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Nice to see them going at it again. You might not know who I'm talking about, but there we are.
And just to go back to your hour slot, what are your hopes, fears, expectations?
I can't be specific about that, I'm sure. I'm open and interested. If all I get to do is spend an hour reading, then that's fine. It'll be superbly incongruous to do it in windsurf gear on a plinth in London. It is hot though, isn't it? It really is hot. So I'm glad I got the clothing right, if nothing else. And I'm open and interested to see what happens. I've seen some reaction to some people there. Lots of people perform and invite a response of some kind, and the response is random as anything. So no, I'm just interested to see what happens.
Are you doing it today for anybody in particular?
No, I'm doing it for the sake of the event. As I said, I like the I like lots of things about this, and one is that there is this, from day-to-day standards, a large thing, 2,400 people. You wouldn't normally do that day-to-day, but then again, cosmically, it's not a huge, great big thing at all, and it's going to be circumscribed, and come the end of it, we'll see what it was.
Ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
Tediously on my part, I think I've just sort of answered that, or I'll give the same answer again. I want to get out of this the experience of finding out afterwards what it was like.
And with your hour, what are you actually taking up? You're taking various books with you?
Yep, I'm trying to work up some thinking on the sort of cinematic nature of graphic novels and comics, as you might call them, and the more literary end of comics, you might say. And I've got some of those with me. That's what I'm working on at the moment. And I've got some beer.
And just to go back to your studying, the way you study, do you have goals that you kind of set yourself, or do you just see it as a kind of constant education for the rest of your life? Are you just going to keep on learning, keep on studying?
I'm going to carry on doing that. As I said, I've got a Latin course going as well at the moment, and engineering is on the horizon as well. I need to revise my electronics and mechanics a bit. I like absorbing stuff. I know people, my girlfriend in particular, who says, well, you know, if she wants to do that kind of thing, she'll just go to the library and get some books out. Whereas, well, I happen to like going through a formal sort of route for that. I'm interested in everything. I think everybody is. I think my approach to it is a bit more accentuated than most, but people like to find things out, don't they? They like to understand stuff.
And how long have you been learning Latin for?
Well, with a great big break since I was 10, but I did O-level. And it felt like a good thing to go back to. I felt there was something that needed revising. Calculus, well, and only in fact for the past year, it's an open university course. I'm behind on it, by the way, like everything else.
And you said that you're also interested in robotics.
Yep.
Is that something that you've academically pursued, or is that just an interest, vocational interest?
Well, a bit of both. I've studied physics and maths and computer science a bit at university, but way back doing my first degree. I'm interested in cybernetics, control systems, sensors and stuff. It can't be interesting to hear about my interest in cybernetics, but there you go. I've got that going on, and I'm wondering about pursuing that a bit more formally than I have. But machines that do things, what's not to like? Brilliant.
And where would you say your strengths lie?
My strengths are for what?
Academically. Because you seem to have kind of be pursuing quite a few various strains. But do you have any particular niche that you think you're particularly strong at, or...?
Nah, I'm just interested in everything, and I'm not trying to say I'm any more brilliant than anybody else. I just like to follow that up more than most people do. Well, what's your speciality? Has it been media?
Arts, linguistics.
Linguistics, good one. That teaches you a whole shitload of stuff about the human race, isn't it? Brilliant. But don't you find that pretty much anyone who takes an interest in something that you say, oh, what's that then? You can explain it to them and they'll understand it. They maybe don't spend their time going through stuff like that. But I like doing that. I like picking up whatever I can. It doesn't make me more brilliant than anybody else. I'm just more interested in that kind of stuff. So everything, yeah, I like everything.
Great, well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add about today?
Well, it's hard to say, as I say, but my agenda is to find out in due course what it's all about, so I don't know what I can add, but I do like the way that this great big prominent thing symbolised by a chunky lump of rock is actually a very ephemeral thing, and afterwards we're going to find out what it was.
Great. Well, thank you so much.